Hachette Audio presents Born to be Hanged, the epic story of the gentleman pirates who raided the South Seas, rescued a princess, and stole a fortune. Written by Keith Thompson. Read by Theodore Chin. Part 1. The Sacred Hunger of Gold. Chapter 1. The Princess. Her name is lost to time. What is known is that she was one of the indigenous Kuna people in Panama's Darien province. A description of her can be culled from the journals of European soldiers and adventurers who met her and her sisters and straightaway proposed marriage. Lively and sparkling gray eyes, long, black, lank, coarse, strong hair, and dark, copper-colored skin, streaked with red paint in the Kuna fashion. She wore a thick golden nose ring, and sometimes multicolored beads roped around her lean, well-featured body. Her father was a regional Kuna chieftain, her grandfather the de facto king of the Kuna, and in the spring of 1680, she was a sex slave, having been snatched from her father's palace by Spanish soldiers and taken to their garrison. The circumstances of her subjugation were not unusual. The Spaniards, who controlled most of the New World at the time, took the position that enslaving the indigenous peoples was a beneficent act. As an official Spanish historian explained in a 16th century essay, the naturally inferior native populations benefited from Spanish tutelage, as well as from conversion to Christianity, objectives that were easier to achieve if the would-be converts were first enslaved. The Spaniards' self-professed altruism was called into question, though, by their treatment of the enslaved natives, a typical example being a woman in the colony of Hispaniola, who, one morning, told her Spanish overseer that she needed time off from the mine to care for her newborn, whereupon the overseer took the baby in his arms, smashed its skull apart against a rock, and declared the problem solved. The issue was not merely that the conquistadors placed a higher value on gold than on human life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?